it's a very significant project.
A year ago, former Alaska Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell and other state leaders were gushing with enthusiasm over the Alaska to Alberta Railway's plan to build a 1,600-mile railway from northern Alberta to the eastern interior of Alaska to transport raw materials like minerals or bitumen for export.
We're hoping to begin formal permitting, with the environmental impact statement process sometime either late this year or early next.
But now it's hard to find any of that initial enthusiasm. Treadwell, the project's vice president, isn't talking publicly about the $17 billion project. Also, the chairman of the Calgary-based railway company has left, along with other top executives, after being accused of financial improprieties. Meanwhile, those still with the company are seeking to protect it from creditors to avoid liquidation while they try to sell it or refinance the project. And the main lender for the proposed railway is in court-ordered receivership, while authorities investigated over allegations of financial wrongdoing. All of which has left Alaska Railroad President and CEO Bill O'Leary wondering about the future of the project.
It certainly appears to be a tough situation at this point, and I think most of their efforts are going towards trying to figure out what their next steps are.
O'Leary says he still supports the idea of an Alaska-Canada railway that would link up with the Alaska Railroad. It's a concept that's been proposed several times over the years, and he says the Alaska to Alberta Railway's proposal is the most promising he's seen. Now, however, he's uncertain about its future.
But at this point, I'm not sure I have any. I know I have no inside information on how this is going to all play out.
Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation President and CEO Jim Dodson also strongly supports the project, but he says he too is now worried whether it'll come to fruition.
Quite a boondoggle over the financing of the project. Whether the guy that owns it is in financial trouble or it's an institution that's in financial trouble.
The guy who owns it is Winnipeg businessman Sean McCaution, and evidence uncovered by investigators suggest he and the lender, Bridging Finance, both are indeed in trouble. The CBC reports that an investigation by the Ontario Securities Commission has found many financial irregularities between McCaution and Bridging Finance, and according to the Toronto Globe and Mail, millions of dollars from the lender intended for the rail project have instead been transferred into McCaution's personal bank account. His name now no longer appears on the A2A company website, and the Globe and Mail says he hasn't been seen for more than 2 months now.
I honestly don't know, if we still should be hopeful.
Dodson says he's trying to reserve judgment about the company and its ability to build the A2A railway, but he says it's hard to remain enthusiastic, especially because the company has failed to provide any information about the project since it sent out a news release 3 weeks ago announcing its bankruptcy and the lender's receivership.
There's been no additional clarity offered that I know of.
Some clarity may come from an Alberta judge's decision on Monday to appoint an interim receiver and authorize it to take control of the Alaska to Alberta Railway and manage its operations and assets. A person who's knowledgeable about the issue, who spoke on background, says the judge's action should clear the way for selling the company or refinancing the project. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.